What about it, you this morning, Julie, and all the people in throughout this land and country? I'm impressed with the patience, your kindness at all of these meetings, and the wonderful attendance that we have. I wonder if all the conventions across the country wouldn't be happy if all of their people were gathering in when they have a meeting, such as we're having here this morning. I'm deeply grateful to you that we're able to have with us in all of these meetings our beloved Bill. Been able to come here and spend these few days with us in this conference and to give us a great inspiration. Some of us, I know, I haven't seen him before. You hear him from time to time, you come to know him and love him as I do and find that he's human just as you and us. I'm not going to take a long time this morning. This meeting this morning is along the line of the general conference. We've had some fellows that have given up their time, their money, to go up to New York, bring a lot of ideas together from across the country, all across the country, that they might come up with one good, big, solid idea to bring back to you and us. We're fortunate to have these delegates with us this morning to give you a report on this General Service Conference. The first speaker this morning I'm happy to introduce to you is an old friend of mine. He and I used to get sober by talking long distance and writing love letters. He's a wonderful man. We go to see each other and the other would be out on 12-step calls, so we never made connections except by telephone or letters. I'm happy to introduce you at this time, Dr. R.B. from Palestine. Dr. Buck.
Good morning. You know, it's been a little hard for me to get my mind on this report or any other thing. What with the Army McCarthy hearings going on? And there's one good thing I know that's come out of the Army McCarthy hearing, and that is, I've had my lunch every day on time. At noon, my wife says, hurry up now and get on for lunch. I won't get everything. This program cut down pretty short this morning. And just to give you a chapter report of the conference, we had there was nine major points of discussion. I'm just going to go over them in the chapter form that we had up there in New York. And personally, and I think possibly the most far-reaching decision, which was the effect, which was affected the delegates themselves. It was decided that no delegate could be self-perpetuating, and consequently, the conference as a whole voted for a continuation of the present system, whereby each year a new delegate is elected for a two-year period. This means that half of the conference is experienced and the other half of the conference is a new man or woman who has achieved growth in AA and such is as nothing but a willing servant. You know, when this conference was first conceived, it was put on a five-year basis. And next year, the 5 years is up. And it was thought by some that it was a good idea to have all the delegates there back for the 1965 conference. Of course, we'd all like to have gone back, but it was kind of an inspiration to me to see all the delegates there, the second year men, vote themselves out and all the rest of the delegates, an opportunity to go back, because we'd all like to have gone back, but we felt like for AA, for the best of AA as a whole, it was best just to have the conference continued as is, because any break in the continuation of the conference now, when everybody's getting used to it and understanding it, and not have a regular election of a new delegate to go, that maybe it would cause some confusion. And after all, well, the one that's been going has been doing pretty good, and it didn't need all the old ones to come back. So, next year there will be a conference, but it will be just like they have been, and no old delegates are to go. A new name was approved as quickly as the law can be changed or allowed. Our Alcoholics Foundation will be known as the General Service Board of Alcoholics Anonymous Incorporated. In reality, that's just what it is. They are nothing but a General Service Board trustee. And until such time as the legal requirements can be met, it will be still known as the Alcoholics Foundation. The little thing about it takes a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of legal work to change the name of something and keep it legal. All groups will be notified when the change takes place. And also, we voted to retain the name of the Alcoholic Foundation. In other words, the name Alcoholic Foundation, so to speak, in a legal way, will be put in mothballs. So therefore, no one else can ever use it for their own purpose or anything. It'll always be our name, but we won't be used, but it'll be kept for anyone else using it. In order to preserve the continuation of our national facilities, the delegates plan an emergency reserve for a period of 3 years. This goal is a future one, and until such time this amount is in the bank, discounts of the big book will not be given. In other words, there's been times that this movement has almost folded because of the lack of financial stability. And Bill has always thought it was a good idea if the Congress would approve a ceiling for the reserve fund. In other words, the discounts from the big book will be taken off until this reserve fund is built up to a period that will run the office for 3 years in case of a recession, a depression, or some reason that the group contributions don't send enough money to run it. And when the reserves are built up to the amount that we have a 3 year backlog, then the discount will be put back on, and we can get discount on all the letters there. And then if the reserve fund falls down again to a certain bottom, then we'll take the discounts off the book again. The proposal to merge all funds into one source was tabled in 1955. Consequently, for the year 1954, there will be separate fields covering the cash required to operate not only the Congress, but also the General Service Headquarters. In other words, it'll be just like it has been. $2 a year member, and then it's around Christmas or January, a appeal for funds to help pay the expenses of the conference. There has been a number of requests for pamphlets on slips, religion A, and 24-hour day books, and so forth. The delegates felt that there was sufficient literature for the present, so nothing was approved for immediate use. Some fellow in Florida wanted to give us the little book 24 hours a day. A lot of you probably seen it. But as it seemed like the consensus opinion was the fact that if you make the precedent by accepting one book, and maybe somebody else wants a lot of people to be wanting to accept. It was decided that no prison or hospital group would be listed in the new directory because some states do not permit such listing, and consequently it would be unfair to list part of them. Kind of like I drank it, it was all or none. An international conference was felt to be of need to coordinate our affairs, and a committee of 11 was appointed to determine the time and the place. Next year will be the 20th anniversary of AA. And they're going to have an international conference. The site has not been selected yet, but they're working on it. And I think it'll do more, it'll do as much for AA as the last conference they had in Cleveland. It'll be a wonderful thing. I think the last conference they had, the international conference they had in Cleveland, did more to promote the unity of AA in England than they ever were. And that was kind of accepted the traditions of our second legacy. And the conference next year will be held where we're going to have this convention. And they will meet on Monday instead of Wednesdays and wind up their business on Thursday or Friday. And following the conference, then the international conference for everybody will be on that weekend. And it'll be then that we can, at the end of this 5-year trial period, that we can accept this third legacy. And last but not least, the delegates decided that there should be a distinction made between our group secretaries and group representatives for our third legacy. You have not had an opportunity to read the third legacy pamphlet, but might I suggest that you review the same? And there's plenty of them here. Free, on first few things. A little yellow pamphlet. Get one or two of them, stick it in the pocket, take it home, and study. It gives the basis for our third legacy. And while I'm on that, we have big books, 12 steps and 12 traditions to sell. They've been signed by Bill and autographed. And we have quite a few of them in Grapevine. This is the 10th anniversary of the Grapevine. Everybody would want to get one. If you didn't read anything in but the article by Bernard Smith, the first one in there, it would be worth your money. To me, the very one of the big inspirations that I've had is meeting Bernard Smith, listening to his talk that he made. They're a wonderful inspiration. Back to this group representative. In accordance with our third legacy, a new group representative will be elected, and he will be designated as the general servant representative. You know, we have a lot of group representatives, different things. Group representatives to official committees, group representatives to president groups, a group representative to a lot of things. So we ought to designate this man as the general servant representative. He or she will act as a group representative for the General Service Conference. And it has been suggested that we use good judgment in electing someone who has acquired growth in AA. The term of election will be at least 1 year, and the individual will be carried in a separate listing in the handbook. Thus, all the correspondence, activities, suggestions, and so forth will be directed to and from the group in one source. In order to pinpoint that a little better, you'll always have your secretary's use. He has plenty of business. Eating, making coffee, cakes, paying the bills, stuff like that. And then you elect somebody else for a period of a year. 2 years would be better. Who is first stable in AA, who attends the meeting, and who has a permanent address that can receive all information and can be the contact between General Service Conference and the group itself. It saves $8,000 to $10,000 a year to have one man if you can keep him listed in the big in the handbook for 1 year or 2 years. It takes 4 to 5 operations to change the name of the secretary. And they change sometimes every month, a dozen times a year, 4 times a year, and all that. And you never have a permanent address. That's the bad thing. And in electing the General Service representative, elect somebody who gets their mail once in a while, and will read it, and inform the group, and who is pretty stable and who's always there. To me, that's about as short as I can make that. I thank you, and glad to be here.
Thank you, Dr. Black. Now, Texas is a terribly big place, and we have to have a lot of these fellas to cover all the territory we have out here. Now, Dr. Black there is from the northeast Texas area. Father, you mentioned a minute ago about the book. I want to remind you again about these books here, the Taylor's autographs, and I know you'd be proud to have one of them. So before we leave today, let's all get our AA books here that Bill has been so kind to autograph for us. Before, while I was walking down the hall, one of the maids came out of a room with a big basket and two mats, and one of them said to the other, no bother. Heaven says, no, we're not married on. Reminded me of a story I heard about the cowboy and the preacher. Told it a lot of time, but I feel like it. Cowboy stuck out here about Monahan. I don't know what you know what it is or not. It's a sand bed out in Red Sister. And the monitor came forward and the thing went dead. The little boy has been cranking on this thing and his patience became worn to a frazzle. He cranked and he cranked with a water bar and no fire, no start. Grabbed the crank out and beat it over the radiator a few whacks and started to turn it again and cussed for everything in the book. The minister walks up, his hands folded, listened to all this. The cowboy cussing his model heat. Finally, he said, my friend, have you ever thought that a prayer might do just as well as all of that cussing you're doing? What's talking on model heat? There's not an answer. I haven't thought about it, but I've tried. He went around back of his Ford and pulled off his hat and got out on his knees in the sand and he said a prayer. He came back around and he quartered the old Ford and he began to cluck and take off. He got in there and told her lower in the sand, began to fly over the top and down the road he went. The minister stood there looking at him and finally said, well, I'll be damned. It's wonderful what God can do for a bunch of drunks. Next on the program this morning, we have Ira P. from Corpus Christi representing the Southwest area.
My section of this program as a junior member as a delegate to New York. I chose the grapevine and the Constitution. And the reason that I chose these two subjects is because anyone who has an interest in AA, we have to dig hard to make the New York office work. And we have to dig hard to get enough prescriptions to have the wonderful grapevine that we do have. I know that you've all noticed in the past few years the improvement in the grapevine. We have a relatively new editor. He's associated with two of the national magazines. And in the past 2 years, the grapevine has been able to reduce its $28,000 deficit by some $10,000. Now, this has been due to area committeemen getting out and beating the brushes for the prescriptions to the grapevine, by the group buying bulk orders of the grapevine and selling them at their meetings, and it has increased the publication of the grapevine quite a large item in the past 2 to 3 years. to give you how, to give you some idea as to how the state of Texas stacks up on grapevine subscriptions, 29.3% of the total membership in the state of Texas subscribes to the grapevine. The national average is 32.4, so you see we're below the national average. The highest average in the United States is the state of Oregon with 55.6. So you see, an awful lot can be done as far as subscriptions to the grapevine are concerned. Over on the table with the big book and the 12 traditions, there are also grapevines, and there's grapevines on this front desk. As Doc Black mentioned, this is the 10th anniversary edition of the grapevine. There are many things in this edition to be treasured, and I'm sure that you will always keep your copy of the grapevine. Give you some idea of the number of groups in the world today. There's 5,401 groups in the world today. It has a membership of 117,978 members. Now, you know, sometime last year there were cards sent out to the various groups asking for pertinent membership information, and there was quite a large percentage of these cards that were not returned to New York. So it is felt that the membership of AA is greater than that shown in the Secretary's handbook. So next year when these cards come out, make sure that your group's card is returned to New York. Now, about the contribution. Of the 117,978 members, there was contributed $113,269.46, or something less than a dollar a member. I'm happy to say that the state of Texas came almost up to the $2 mark. And I'm certainly happy to say that the Southwest Regional, which I represent, crowded the $2 figure. It is through your contributions that AA has been able to have the wonderful publicity that it has had in the past. It is through your contributions that all of the newspapers and all of the radio stations in the United States have been informed of the 12 traditions of AA. If a person were to try to make a personal gain from AA and went to a newspaper or a radio station, that newspaper or radio station would know the traditions of AA and would not let that person use AA for personal gain. It is through such services as this that AA has been able to grow on a very dignified manner, and we have the reputation that we have today. This is one of the many, many services that the New York office does for us. As long as your group is registered in New York, even though you have not contributed one dime, you get as much information as the groups that have maintained their $2 per minute. They have asked that in the future, instead of making one donation a year, that you make two donations a year of $1 each. The reason for that is that in the past, shortly after Christmas, the contributions pour into New York. They have lots of money to operate on, pay their bills, and they've always had back bills that they've had to wait until December to pay. Now, if you will be good enough to send your contributions in early in the year and late in the year, it will help New York to stay in balance better. Thank you.
Thank you, Harris. You know, we are all about as tired of Texas. Because it's such a large state, because we do things in such a big way. But you know, sometimes I begin to feel ashamed that Texas, when you get a report like that about how many of us subscribe to the grapevine. I've been taking the grapevine now for a long, long time. I couldn't do without it. I pass it on as I get it to someone that's maybe a little more important than mine, and they enjoy it. But I tell you what, let's do. Let's all resolve to go home and send in our subscription to the grapevine. It's your and my way of communicating with the whole world in AA. And you're going to get some mighty fine things out of it to keep you going in AA. You know, our business, my business and your business, is to give away what we have, to share what we have. You couldn't do it in any better way. Send your contributions in. You've got a good idea in mind, send that to us. There's plenty for you. It's wonderful. That makes me ashamed. He's kind of falling down on the job down here in that way. Let me remind you people at this time that a fire ordinance in the city of we wouldn't like you to throw your cigarettes on the floor. Please use the ashtray. And now our last conference delegate comes from over here in the piney wood. You can twist the rabbit out of the tree before you can say Jack Henry. And he's a fine fella. Now here's some Carl W.
Thank you, Macon. How do you do? Let's smile a little bit. Don't look so solemn. You know, I've always maintained in AA that the only time I do any growing is when I'm having trouble. When I'm facing up to some more or less serious crisis, and today I've got a good chance to grow. I laid awake all night last night trying to think of something to say when I got up here. I never talked before this bigger bunch of people sober before. And then I got up at 2:30 and drove up here, and I got here just in time to get under the wire and get up on the platform, and they told me I got 5 minutes to talk. I couldn't even tell you about the time I went AWOL from a psycho ward in 5 minutes. And you've heard this dirty word, money, from my two predecessors up here. It is sort of an unhealthy sounding word after you get sober, get a little of it. So I'm not going to waste my 5 minutes telling you about where this money goes or why you ought to send it or anything. I'm going to say something. I was reading an article the other day in a grapevine by some lady evidently who had gone over to Japan, and there was just one word or one phrase in there said, I contacted the AA group in Japan whose address I had gotten from General Service Headquarters. and consequently I stayed sober. Well, if those $2 that I put in every year is going to do that kind of 12-step work, if it's going to keep that woman sober, that's a whole lot better than getting up in the middle of the night and going out there and washing her off and smelling her. I've done it. I remember one time we started a little group down in one of the Gulf Coast cities, and we had some social type AAs, and then we had some antisocial type like me. Some of us wanted a big fancy club room, and some of us didn't. Some of them that had money wanted to buy one. And they asked me what I thought about it, and I didn't have any money to put in, so I told them I didn't think it would work. So in order to settle the argument, we wrote to General Service Headquarters, and we got an answer. We got a letter right back, because a bunch of people had been sending in $1 or $2 a year to keep those people up there to answer those letters. Of course, the letter came back and traditionally advised against buying this club room, and of course them alcoholics went ahead and bought it anyway. And they did have trouble, and they did split up, and now there's about 5 groups that's grown out of that one, and every one of them's doing well. I don't know any way in the world that a man can spend $2 better. I've heard Bill say that we don't buy any of this 12-step work, but the work that we do is spiritual, and the money that we put in our gasoline tank to go out and make these 12 steps, all that money's bound to be doing spiritual work. So if we as a group of more or less mature people can sort of overlook the innuendos connected with this word money and send in that $2 every year, pretty soon we'll have our discounts back on our books. We'll have all those things. We'll have a reserve so that me and Tyra and Doc don't have to get up here and use that old dirty word so much. Thank you.
There you have Carl. Maybe you think of something, talk about these AAs sitting up and fighting. More or less like a bunch of cats fighting, just makes more cats. This time we're going to have a few minutes relaxation, and what you are is a stand up, turn around, shake hands with the person just back of you and the person on each side of you, because I know you love them and you'd like to know who they are. In about 5 minutes, get them in. Certainly, it must be worth 1/5 a year. So the minimum is $2 per head. The maximum is what you want to spend. Let's send those guards up there enough money that they won't be embarrassed in trying to keep this headquarters going so they can send this out to the world if they want it. I think we should keep that in mind in all our groups. At this time, I'm going to ask if you have a moment of silent prayer.